Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Good evening and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your girl, Lady Di, your hostess with the mostest on a marvelous Monday. I hope that you all had a fantastic weekend and enjoyed your Mother's Day. Please give us a call at 213-559-2995, 213-559-2995, or you can log on at www.blogtalkradio.com with the / to Hip Hop National Radio. Good evening, Poetic.
Good evening, Lady Di. I hope you enjoyed your Mother's Day. You had a nice one?
I did. It was wonderful.
It was wonderful. All right. Glad to hear that. Our guests are joining us at the moment, just to let you know. Did you do anything special?
It was special to me. I had some of my favorite moms over, and I cooked dinner for them, and we played games and just had a chance to really fellowship, and normally our schedules are so hectic that we don't have an opportunity to do so.
Sounds like you had a nice time. Did Myra join you?
No, she was out doing what she do. She was out hustling yesterday. She was working on Mother's Day and making some other moms happy. She did some, printed up some T-shirts, and she was actually selling them on yesterday. But she had a great time, had a chance to check out Tyler Perry's play that was in town, and she had a great Mother's Day as well.
Awesome.
Let us go ahead and cover the show, and then you can let everybody know what we'll be talking about this evening.
Sure.
Lord and Heavenly Father, thank you for another opportunity to come before your people. We appreciate all that you do and will continue to do, and all that you've even done for us. Bless our families and our friends and our finances as we continue to navigate our way through the movement for Hip Hop National Radio. Touch everyone. Bless them who would come on the line and those who are on their way to and fro. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, Poetic, well, what are we talking about tonight?
Tonight we're talking about the importance of maintaining good relationships when conducting business. Sometimes we come across people that we don't think that they have power to help you, but you never know what their role in life is going to be in the future. So stepping on toes, it should be a no-no in conducting any kind of business with anyone. Those same people who you think has no power to help you are the very first one to serve you a glass of water in the time that of need when you need it. So that's what we'll be talking about tonight, is maintaining relationships so that you can continue to do business as necessary. So that's what it's about tonight. And on deck with us, we have B-Smooth. B-Smooth, welcome to the show.
Yo, what's up with you, fam? How you doing?
Pretty good, sir. How you doing tonight?
Man, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. Good to be
here. I'm going to introduce you real quick. B-Smooth, Lady Di, is actually, remember the song Original, what K.O. had done?
I didn't hear you, Poetic.
I said, remember the song that K.O. had done with B-Smooth? It was called Original?
Yes,
well,
I do.
We'll play it tonight. That's that group, B-Smooth. He finally came to this part of the show. I think he had come to the show when we was on World Talk a while ago. Well, B-Smooth, if you would, tell him who you are, what it is that you're doing, where you're calling from.
Oh, yeah. I'm B-Smooth, like you said, calling in from California, representing my Cat Biz family.
Okay. Thank you, B-Smooth. Stay with us, okay? 916-519, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Yes, this is Egypt.
Egypt? How you doing, Egypt?
Excellent, sir.
Tell them who you are, sir, and what it is that you do to serve this business of music.
Yes, I'm Egypt. I'm a musician, a producer, and also a composer. And I'm glad to be on with my friends B-Smooth and fam, Cat Biz, Ron, and,
okay.
Yeah.
Me Smooth, you was a little bashful there, man. You didn't tell us, you know, what's going on in y'all camp over there, as what you was telling me earlier, some of the things that y'all was doing. So we'll get into that a little bit later. But stay with us. 912-631.
How you doing, Paul Edit?
Pretty good. Who is this?
This is the legendary Gemini. I'm Big Mike's boy. I am the president of the new division, of our Universal called IMG. I'm also the same young man that sold 30 million records, 6 Grammy nominations, 5 Soul Trade Awards, and had one of the biggest hits in 95 and 96 with the 69 Boys, Tootsie Roll. How you doing, Poetic?
Hey, pretty good, Gemini. Pretty good, brother. Good to hear from you. Stay with us, okay? Stay with
us. I'm here.
And 916-475. You now have the floor.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Swift Willa representing Cat B is all up in the building, right? 916. You dig?
What's up, Swift? How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing good, man. How you doing, family?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Man, that's a blessing to see you out here doing your thing,
Okay, now this is what I wanted to tell y'all like this. This is the dynamic host that I've do this show with all the time. You guys probably haven't had a chance to meet with her, but this is Lady Di, the hostess with the mostest. I mean, she really puts it down. So y'all get ready for her, man, because I'm gonna tell y'all gonna have some fun, but she's gonna be really teasing your brain tonight and pulling some information out of you. Lady Di, you now have the floor.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. It is official that everybody is now checked in the building. We're so glad to have you here. I am your hostess with the mostest, alongside Poetic, our visionary, and also producer extraordinaire. Of course, my remote is always in the background holding us down. She is the CEO of our own Hip Hop National magazine. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, you want to see what the latest and greatest is. You can do so by checking in at www.hiphopnational.com. It's just that easy. Boy, tonight we are going to have some fun talking about what, Poetic? Let everybody know.
Tonight we'll be talking about the importance of maintaining good relationships when conducting business.
And that's what we'll be talking about tonight, dissecting it thick and thin. And I tell you, relationships, no matter be it professional or personal, is so important to make sure that you stay on top of your game, because one of the things that we always often hear is how people get blackballed in the industry, whereas people don't want to work with them. So, bad relationships can kind of taint your reputation, and it can hold you back from some dynamic opportunities. And so tonight we want to talk about the bad side and the good side of relationships. Because when you sow great seeds, there also is a wonderful harvest at the end of that season. And so that's what we'll be digging into. And got an all-star cast to help me navigate our way through. Just so glad to have everybody on it. Be Smooth, I would love to get your opening remarks regarding tonight's topic. Be Smooth, you're up on deck.
Basically, I feel like this is a very important topic. Due to the fact that, like you said, there are people that get blackballed in the industry due to not conducting themselves a certain way and keeping positive conversation and positive, you know, feedback and a way of communicating with, you know, whether it's a rep, whether it's a, you know, A&R, whether it's an exec, what have you. You know, you never know what position is going to turn around and you're going to need, you know what I'm saying, somebody's help. So, you know, you got to treat people a certain way, regardless if they feeling your music or regardless if they willing to help put you in a certain position. You know, it's important to keep that relationship just on the up and up, you know, because, you know, success, I mean, it can happen to anyone, but it's about maintaining it, you know. I know a lot of people that have had success, and, you know, now, you know, they probably working at doing a 9-to-5, doing something else. I'm not saying that they're not successful doing that, but, you know, due to the fact that, you know, they cut ties or deal with a relationship a certain manner, you know, now they're not able to be in that certain position, you know. And it's like sometimes people can't always help you at a certain moment in time. That don't mean that, you know, they don't have your best interest, but, you know, just the timing may not be right. So it's still important for you to keep ties open and, you know, being positive about you know what I mean, your relationship with that individual, you know what I'm saying? But if you was to, you know, badmouth them and go all off on the edge and, you know, start saying negative things about them, then the word gets around in the industry. You know what I mean? People talk, you know. I mean, this industry is huge, but yet it's small. So it's like, you know, you got to be careful how you treat people, whether you're doing good or doing bad. And, you know, I think it's always a good thing to be able to know how to agree to disagree. You know what I'm saying? And just, you know, just being a man or a woman of your word and, you know, trying to try to maintain that stability with other people as you, you know, succeed in this industry. Because it's a hard business, man. And I can see how sometimes people can let relationships go down slope due to them not being where they think they should be or not being able to get what they want. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of easy to say something about the wrong person who you thought was your homie or something, and now you know the word done got back to the same person that you need to help you, and now he's like, you know, he done got the word that you just said this about him. So, you know, you got to be careful, man, and always treat people with respect, no matter if, you know, they can or cannot help you or if they disagree with your situation or what have you. You know what I mean?
Wow, thank you for those opening remarks. That is definitely an indication that tonight's going to be a great night. You kind of helped set the tone. I want to swing over to you, Gemini, and get your input because I felt that energy coming through the phone, so I really want to hear your opening remarks as well. Gemini?
Well, first of all, my queen, I'm Adam, you're Eve, you'll always be the first woman. Everything that he was saying, I do agree with. The most important part is be yourself. When I say be yourself, when you're a child of God, that light that you shine of glory that's in you will always come out when you be yourself. The best situation I can tell you about business is don't lie. Don't lie. Be honest on what you can do and what you can't do. Because if you can tell someone that you can't do this and you can't, that didn't give them the opportunity to help you on something you don't know. He can't help you on something he assumed that you already know. And if he assumed that you know it because you told him and you asked him to do a certain thing and then you can't, that means your reputation look bad. Honesty is the main thing in business. I don't care how many years go by, because remember, people are there for three reasons. They're there for a season, they're there for a reason, or they're there for a lifetime. So it's up to you to know if they're there for a reason, if they're for a season to help you get to a better place, or they're there for a lifetime to help you once you reach success to stay up top. Blackball is a strong word in the industry. I've seen good people get blackballed by people that are not as good in the industry because wolves run the industry. Everybody knows that. So a wolf, if he knows that you can't get over him and he really don't like your movement because you can overthrow him, he will blackball you. I want them to remember the relationship is to the fans. If you never get radio, if you never get TV, if let's say you never even got a show, let's say if you're selling your ringtones and you put, let's say you get 20,000 business cards done, which is your ringtone on there and your song with your name and your webpage, and you go to 20,000 people with your kind heart and say, I'm a young man or young woman, and I'm really trying to make it, but I need my music to be heard. I want you to go here and listen to my song, and if you do, donate 99 cents to buy my ringtone. 20,000 people do that. You sold 20,000 singles of your music that the masses heard. It's not radio. It's not TV. It's not shows. It's you. You are the man or woman that deters your relationship and your business strategy and your success in your business and your music. Anyone who's listening to that, please listen to that, because there's a lot of millionaires that's doing music that you never heard of, but the streets know them. The streets know them. I got a guy that's got a bigger mansion than me, and no one never heard of me, but he sold 1.3 million singles of his song. And it's going through Georgia, Florida, and the Carolinas. And he just said, I'm a child of God. This is my music. Please listen to it. If you like, donate 99 cents and buy it off of iTunes. You can't get no realer than that.
Wow. talk about giving you the blueprint. For those of you who are just joining us, you're locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your hostess with the most. It's the lovely Lady Zai alongside Poetic and an all-star cast. We are on our opening remarks for tonight. We're talking all about relationships. You know, in this instance, we're talking professionally, but I bet you can jot down some notes and let it spill over into your personal as well, because this information is getting good. I got to swing overseas and go out of this world to Egypt. Egypt, welcome to the show and give me your opening remarks.
Thank you. One thing I feel about maintaining good relationships is you have to have some kind of track record that they can trace back. You also, you know, like Jim and I said about honesty, it is very important. I think loyalty and trust also follow in there. You know, you may be new to the scene, you may be new to a studio, you may be new to whoever you're trying to work with, or you may have known them for a long period of time, but your track record can speak for who you are, for what your abilities are. I think in this business, because hip-hop does have a lot of ego attached to it, it can be easy for people to buy into the hype and maybe say a few things that, you know, maybe at the time their adrenaline was a little high. But you always have to maintain that humbleness, you know, about yourself before you speak or before you go out in public or before you even give your own expression on what your music is about. Being humble goes a long way when you're working with other artists or maybe A&R, because there's a lot of different artists or people in this business that are going to claim to be the best, claim to be the greatest. What they want to see is a track record. They want to see what you're really about. So I try not to get caught up in all the hype. You know, when you're talking about a team environment as well, you want to respect everybody on your team as though they're equal or give them their credit that's due. All those things are important when you're maintaining a good relationship.
This is some good stuff going down, people. If you haven't already, grab your pens and your paper. Be like a sponge and soak up all of this wisdom and knowledge coming to us. I got to swing to my man Swift and get your opening remarks. Welcome to the show. We're so glad that you joined us tonight.
How you doing, mama?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good. I couldn't be better. Well, my remarks real quick just to open it up is, you know, we're talking about business. We're doing business relations. If you're going to do business relations and music, you got to start from the root. From the root is your surroundings. You got to know how to conduct business with your people around you. If you're doing the music thing, okay, first off, you're independent no matter what. No label built you, you built yourself. You wrote your lyrics, hopefully you do. You wrote your lyrics, you got your beats, you manifested yourself, your character. That's your character references, you. When you're starting off doing this business, you got to know that it's cutthroat from the beginning. You're coming in here for a paycheck. So everybody that's already in it that you're coming to look for, they looking for the next paycheck, too. They want the next big thing. So it's not really all about, oh, this is my friend. This not my friend. This is who's going to get that paycheck. So you got to know that coming in that it's not about feelings. So don't get hurt when it comes down to this. But you got to be ready for this business also. You got to know that the people around you, they got to be there for a reason, like my man Gemini said. Now, you got cats that's been with you from the beginning that's not going to change, and they're going to keep your ego down the ground. They're the ones you want with you no matter what. They're going to be with you, and they're going to tell you what's really good for you or beneficial for you. Because these other cats that you're going to meet in this game, they're looking at what's beneficial to their bank account. So you got to remember the people around you that you started with, them the ones that's really looking out to make you famous and love. You know what I mean? So you got to remember that in business. And in this business, man, it's just cutthroat. Remember that. It's cut, though. So if you really want in this, you got to know that. You make your money. You make the decisions. Like my man said, you can sell $1.3 million and not go get no Universal record deal. You don't need to go get Interscope. You don't need to go run into Rick Ross or Jay-Z. Oh, I need a deal. I need a deal. You need to go record your music, save you some money, press up a couple CDs, and hit these streets. And like my man said, if you're living in a big city, Sacramento, you know there's about 1.2 million in the surrounding city. You go hit this pavement and stay dedicated to what you want, you're going to run across the 20,000, 25,000 people. They're going to go hear your music. And if half like it, they download that. They tell half of their friends, they download that, and half of their friends. But it all came from you and your business. So when the big label do come look for you, it's how you conducted yourself with the people from the bottom. That's what's going to get you where you want to be.
All right. I love it. I love it. And speaking about people who just come out the woodwork but still hold you down because they've been with you from the ground up, I hear a blast from my past has joined the line. Could it be, is it possible that it is she? Is Pebbles on the line tonight? Hey, girl. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to the show. It is so nice to hear your voice. How have you been, and how was your Mother's Day, lovely lady?
Hey, it was good. I thought I'd swing in, make a cameo appearance tonight. I'm good. Mother's Day was good. Everything is good. How are you?
Oh, no complaints on this end. Just loving life and glad I'm 6 feet above instead of under.
That's right. That's right. Well, yeah, it's good to hear your voice. What's up, Poetic?
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm good.
Well, I know in your business, you would do me a favor. I know it's all about relationships. So why don't you tell everybody who you are and what you do and give us your opening remarks on relationships tonight, you know, the professional aspect.
Okay. All right. Well, for those of you who don't know, I'm Pebbles. The sweet Georgia peach, but I hail from California, from Sacramento. I am the owner of Do Me a Favor, an event planning business. We do event planning of all kinds. And relationships in business, I think the most important thing when you are dealing with clients really in any facet, whatever industry that you're in, is open communication and trust. I think if you have a product, you have a brand, that folks can rely on and trust, and you deliver what you say you're going to deliver, then that's going to go a long way towards your success because your word is your bond. And if you're going to make a promise to your clients and your customers, you've got to go deliver at least that, if not go over and beyond, to really forge a path for your brand out there. And I think once you do that and become consistent with that, you begin to make a name for yourself, and you begin to be known for a certain quality product. And I think that will take you the distance. Is just being a person of your word and being something that folks can trust and depend on. So
that's what we miss about our sweet Georgia peach, hailing from California. We love it, love it, love it. So glad that you could join us tonight, Pebbles. It's glad to again hear your voice. Poetic, let me get your opening remarks before we move on, sir. And Pebbles, I'm still dealing with some of the same things. He likes to still talk on mute and, you know, do all of the wonderful things that he was doing when we were here before. So some things never change, but we still love him nonetheless. Poetic?
Well, some people like to just put you up under the bus, but, hey, that's what it is. But I love him, and we got a great relationship, right? Maintaining a relationship is very important. Some of the people, like she said, a blast from my past, you know, but yet our relationship is still solid. You know, people go through things, but even when people go through those things, it's how they treat you along the way. That's a very important, a very important point is that if they treat you well when they're not doing so well themselves, And when they, you know, the anger or whatever they're going through, if they treat you well in the future, when you're doing well, you're more likely to help those people out and pay attention to them based on how they treated you. It doesn't matter if they, to be honest with you, it doesn't matter if people have a prejudice. As long as they're not prejudiced against you and they know how to treat you, when it comes down to it, you're going to treat them right. That's just the way it is. Back to you later, man.
Thank you for those words of wisdom, almighty brother, Poetic. I love it. For those of you who are just joining, you are officially locked and loaded through Hip Hop National Radio. It is your girl, Lady Di, alongside Poetic. And, of course, Myra Moore is always somewhere in the background holding us down. She is our CEO of Hip Hop National Magazine. And we even have our very own sweet Georgia Peach online. Pebbles has officially checked in and is on deck as well. We're talking about relationships from a business perspective, and it's so interesting because, you know, whether people want to admit to it or not, a lot of times how you handle your personal relationships tends to spill over into your business. And you have to be careful in that regard because, to a certain extent, oftentimes they're run a little bit differently just depending on the position and the role in which you play in your own projects. And you really want to always have your best foot forward, and you never know who knows who. It was so funny, true story, someone, I actually was in mainstream radio and television in the Texas market as well as Michigan. So someone, you know, 1,200 miles in a different direction was just saying how they knew me and all of these different things. And, you know, it turned out it was someone that I had met, like, at an event, but they didn't really know me. And people who know me know that I'm pretty consistent. I'm one of those people that when we had our opening remarks, they talked about having people for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. I have a lot of lifetime folks. And it's not to say that there's not any opportunity or room for new people, but for the most part, I'm very selective about who I allow into my space, especially professionally, because you never know who knows who. And you never know who you may run into. And someone like me who travels all about, both in the U.S. and out of the country, I've had an opportunity to run up against a lot of people. And so you can't sit here and sell these stories like you're this person and you know these people, and then someone pulls your card, you know, and says, oh, okay, well, can you get us in contact with this person's camp? And you're like, well, I really don't know them that well. You start backpedaling, because then that says a lot about who you are. So I love the fact that people have said tonight, be true to yourself. Be true to who you are. You know, there's only one you. You're unique and individually made in your own right. And so love yourself. And I think when you be true to yourself and you do what you love, you really, truly never work a day in your life. Not to say it's not hard work, but you enjoy what you do so it doesn't feel like work. And with that, we're at the bottom of our first hour. We do have to continue paying bills if we'd like to stay on the air. So we'll do that, and we'll enter into our first feedback session. Our feedback session is where we get to listen to fantastic music. We get to rate it from 1 to 10, with 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, and we give constructive criticism, because here at Hip Hop National Radio, we only build up and we never tear down. So I don't want you to go anywhere. In fact, I dare you to meet me on the other side. You are locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio.
I'm like a young LL, moving speak Daddy Kane, no. Dougie with my fresh, you need to get with this hero. Summertime fresh prince, Emma put me in a mix. Now I'm painting full like Rakim and Eric B. Still trying to fight the power like a public enemy. Cause in 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak. Respect the KRS, one mic is all I need. Now I shop the classic like shit ones from my D. On the road to riches, on my rap cool G. Use a pen when I write, empty like paper thin. I'm talking hip-hop, I used to love a common sense. It's all because of you, Slick Rick.
All in the name of hip-hop, get your little dance, your hours flip-flop.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. Look at you now, you know you shouldn't stay.
Original. All in the name of hip-hop, I'm gonna give everything that I've got.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. I'm here to stay, we're bringing that up.
Original.
Let's take it back to the essence when the music had a message. Asking why I like Jada straight up, cause I got a couple questions. Got no problem with you shining.
Love to see you grind, but let's define the difference in a rapper and a rhymer. I'm a writer or an artist, not an image or a gimmick. Remember when we used to keep it real, now we pretending. The industry is not about the music, but the money. As a youngin' who was GDP, they looking at you funny. What a shame, but the paper coming, so I guess we made it. But the music suffering like people living out in Haiti. And it's crazy since digital, nobody's original. Since stuck in the cellar and everybody's criminal.
And it's all in the name of hip hop. Put your little dance to your hours flip flop.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. Look at you now, you know you should've stayed.
Original. All in the name of hip hop. I'ma give everything that I've got.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. I'm here to stay. We're bringing back the
original.
I'm sorry I ain't been so nice in a while, but things is going hard, so it's hard to crack a smile. Like this certain mood changes, the new dude names. Is it when they try to holler, they gon' wanna tug a chain? I remember when they treated you right. Somebody talk about your favorite rapper, you was ready to fight. The message got lost, the frill jumped off. So who's flying this plane, or is it that song? Cause they don't dance no more, all they do is this. I recall the cross colors and the names on your kit. A page on your hip, Nick, you was the ish. And percolating in the robot of the tip was
all in the name of hip. Put your little dance to your hours with love.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. Look at you now, you know you should have stayed.
Original.
Entertainers and entertainment professionals, all genres of music with a hip-hop twist, pop, rock, R&B, and soul. Hip Hop National presents the Jammin' or Slammin' competition. Jammin' or Slammin' is one of the few competitions in the world where the recording artists are judged by an online interactive audience. That's right, the audience decides. Log on to hiphopnational.com and sign up now.
You cannot win if you don't get in.
So if you're ready, step your game up.
And get ready to win.
Get ready to win cash. That's right. That's right. Cash.
And other prizes.
So if you think you've got what it takes, then bring it to the Jam It or Slam It competition. Just sign on and sign up at hiphopnational.com.
The Jam It or Slam It competition must have a minimum of 25 competitors. If by any means canceled, all monies will be fully refunded.
Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. I'd like to talk with you about Doctors Without Borders. This is an international medical humanitarian organization working in nearly 70 countries to assist people whose survival is threatened by violence, neglect, or catastrophe. The battle in Somalia continues against the deadly combination of measles and acute malnutrition, which affects children in particular in the overcrowded refugee camps. Doctors Without Borders is there, making a difference. You too can make a difference. If you feel strongly about poverty, violence against women and children, make a one-time donation or give monthly. It's easy. Visit doctorswithoutborders.org and give them the tools and the resources to make a difference. This PSA is brought to you by ValderBBShow.com and Hip Hop National Magazine. On the web at hiphopnational.com. Neither organization is affiliated with Doctors Without Borders or its founder, MSF. We do not accept donations. We simply make a difference.
Hip Hop National is now hiring interns and salespeople. Call us today at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555 for more details.
You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your girl, your hostess with the mostest, the lovely Lady Zai, alongside Poetic, our visionary, and also producer.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Seems like we have a little technical difficulty. Lady Di, she dropped off for a moment there. Well, we're back, and we're going to go back to the line just for a second. Pebbles, what do you think of that song, Original?
Oh, you know, I love that song. That's always been one of my favorites that you play. So, and it's funny because, you know, the knowing who made it or whatever, I was surprised. It's like, oh, that's why I like it, because it's got West Coast all over it, because you know about me and hip-hop. So, yeah, I give that song a 10.
Give it a 10. Gemini, what's your feedback on that song, man?
My opinion of the song is, where the song been at for the last 15 to 20 years? Because it definitely needs to be heard, and I can't wait to see the visual. It's like, that's a song when it goes back to the essence of hip-hop, to when it was real music where you got respect, you have fun, you party, you relax. And that's a song that needs a video, that masses need to see that. And if we get, you know what, that song is so beautiful, I'll help fund to make that video.
Oh, are you serious?
Everybody knows the reputation that Gemini don't play.
Gemini, you don't play, huh? Hold on a second, bro. Hey, B. Smooth, What you think about that?
Man, you know what? I mean, I think Pebbles and Gemini, they captured the expression, that the way we felt making that record. So, Gemini, I want to take you up on that offer and try to see if we can try to do some type of business.
That's your soft move.
Yeah, that's me right there, man, with my cat bitch brother Swift and my other brother Hans.
And they opened that show.
Yeah, baby. Salute it. Yeah.
I think you're the reason Big Mike wanted me to be on this phone call.
Oh, okay. Well, hey. See, God works it. God don't make an accident. You know what I mean?
Hey, yeah. We appreciate that, brother, for real.
Oh, my daughter was up in it, too, now. My daughter was up.
KO's
on that as well.
Yes, definitely, man. KO really did a thing. We salute him for even coming out for that, man, for real.
Yeah. All right, guys. So we got some positive feedback on the song. We're feeling it, I would say, in one way or the other. Definitely. Gemini, I appreciate that, man. So you feel that, you know, the song got some credibility, and it can help, it can kind of pretty much stand in the marketplace. Am I correct?
I can see you on tour right now with B.O.B., Outkast, and Wiz Khalifa on a tour with that song.
I feel the same way.
Right.
Hey, man, connections happen right here on Hip Hop National. You see how it's done?
man. Hey, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, we all have common grounds, and I think when you have a vision, first of all, and that's what writing is about, being able to express yourself and let the vision come across the record, and once it do that and it capture the audience, then I think you have a complete picture. Now, bringing the visuals to it, I think there you have it right there. You know, like that record reminded me of almost like a summertime mixed with a common. You know, I used to love her. It reminds me, it's right in between that gap, like, you know, and it's the essence of hip-hop, and that's what we tried to do with the record. And it happened like we was in the studio literally for like 2 hours. We didn't know KO. You know, Al brought her to my video set, and it just all clicked, you know, right after we finished shooting the video. The next day we got in the studio, and we just knocked that record out. You know what I mean? I think the perfect video would justify that record. If we can get that on 106 and Park or whatever, you or MTV, I think it'd be beautiful.
Right up. That's real sick.
Poet, this is Gemini. I can speak to you real quick.
Yes, sir. Go for it.
How do you know Big Mike, Mr. Mike Healy?
Mr. Mike Miller is an avid listener to my show, not to mention I know him through a contact, I know him through Sean Deckel.
I know Sean Deckel. You know this, Paul, this is the perfect situation when you say business relationship and get to know people, because you'll never know who you'll meet to get to talk to. You have Mike Neely's number, don't you?
Absolutely.
All right, do me a favor. I want you to call Mike Neely. Tell Mike Neely about this young man and this song, and tell him I want him on the Jaeger Meister Explosion Tour.
Ooh, you see that beat smooth? You was right on time tonight, right?
Also,
man,
Lady Di say, always do your homework. Always do your homework, listeners. Lady Di stuck it to you. So I am Gemini. Go to Facebook. Gemini, that's G-Y-M-I-N-I, Gemini. Mr. Music on Facebook, go to imgrecordings.com, and also go to JaegerMeisterMusic.com and /Gemini. Then you'll see everything that I'm doing right now. Well, I'm putting on the biggest tour. For me being the first African-American to sign a $7 million deal with JaegerMeister, I have a lot on my shoulders being the first black man to be signed with a company as an endorser. And I believe songs like that is what we need to be heard. Thank you so much. God did it for me. And I believe music like that is what needs to be heard, so people can see it's not always about gangster or destroying our people. It's about building up our music and building up our people, and I think you'd be the perfect opening act. So, Poetry, call Mike Neely. Let's get this young man on this tour. It's the Gemini Jaeger Mike's Explosion Tour, so you don't need to go through no middle, man. It's my tour. I want him on it.
I'm humble, bro. No, seriously, man. Like Al, for real. Like, before you even called me for this show, like, we was just talking, and you know how you know my work ethic. You know what I'm saying?
You know
I do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm about. I'm all about positivity and putting other people on and making the most out of any situation. You know, I may only have $20, but I make it look like $15,000. You know what I'm saying? In this situation right here, that record, I mean, it's always been dear to me. And when you asked me about playing it, I was like, I always want you to play that record, because it's a perfect expression of how I feel about hip-hop and where it needs to go back to. And it's so hard due to the politics. And for you playing that record right now and getting my man Gemini to be able to hear this, and he feel the way I feel about the record and you feel, and, you know, and us being able to come together and try to get this record to capture the audience and bring it back to the essence. I think that's what this is all about. And for him to salute us like this and give us that dap and to say that, you know, he wouldn't mind working with us to try to get us some exposure, I mean, I'm so humbled about this whole situation. And, you know what I mean, it could be a dream come true in my own way. You know what I mean? For real. Because this is what I work for. You know what I mean? This is what I do.
Well, as we know, man, you got good work ethics, for real. All of you guys do, because, I mean, honestly, I got at least one good day and a half. But to be honest with you, man, we've been knowing each other probably now about going on 3 years. 2008, 3 years, man. That's how long it's been. So, you know, and be honest with you, we've maintained that good relationship. You know, we never had any bitter cups in between. So it all works out, man. And that's, to be honest with you, I didn't even expect Gemini to call in tonight. But when he did, I knew exactly, because me and Mike Neely hadn't talked about it. And hey, Gemini, I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you coming through. Appreciate you, bringing value to the show.
If Mr. Neely says be on the phone, a lot of people don't know who Mike Neely is like we know who he is, boy. So, but Mike Neely is one of the heavy hitters in this industry. For me to be the new president of Universal Division, IMG, and he's over me, then he's a major. And I would love to help this young man, because I started from the humble beginnings. Like, it was Drill the Player from the 69 boys that gave me a chance. I was working on the back of a trash truck for 5 years, and I really wanted to do it when the 69 boys first came together. And look what he did. He took a chance on a guy who was picking up maggots in the rain and said, you got a talent, let me help you. So I like to thank Thrill the Play and the rest of the 69 boys for giving me the opportunity. Now I'm able to give this young man an opportunity.
Man, and I promise you, you got my word, I would not disappoint you, me or my team.
No. They got a nice entourage too, Gemini. Believe me, man. I mean, these guys really go hard in the paint. So with that said, hey, guys, you see how important relationships is?
Man, you're right.
Relationship is like a golden egg. When you meet someone, you should cherish it like a golden egg, because of the fact that these people are connecting the dots. They can help you connect the dots. And look, tonight, me and Mike Neely, I met Mike Neely through Sean Deckel. And to be honest with you, we've been pretty much cherishing that and growing that relationship since then, nurturing. I'm not the host, y'all. I got to be honest with you. My host had a problem tonight, and my other host is on deck, so I'm going to bring her on. Pebbles, if you would, baby, please help me out tonight. I know you didn't come to do it, but you're really good at it.
Okay. I got you. Look, I should have known it would happen like this, too.
All right.
No, but you know what? To kind of piggyback on the relationship thing, it's a trip, because the 6 degrees of separation, because it's like poetic. You know, you and KO met Beast Move, and I know Beast Move on a more personal level. You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's interesting how you never know who knows who, and you just never know who you're going to be around and what opportunities are going to come to you. So, you know, I'm really glad that y'all were able to connect, because that record is hot. So best of luck to you, Be Smooth, with that.
Man, thank you, Pebbles, for real, mama. I appreciate it.
I hope you're ready. The tour starts July the 1st, and it's 42 cities. And it's being added overseas, so you look like you won't be going home for a year. So
I'm gonna have to
go, because I have to be in the studio. I have to do a mix with our drama. I'm doing my own album, my last album, y'all. Then I retire as an artist. But but I have to leave right now. Please call Mike Neely. I want this young man on this tour. And for the last time, anybody want to do some homework, it's Gemini, GYMINI.
Okay, Mr.
Beast Smooth on Facebook, or go to Gemini/Jaeger on YouTube.
Make sure y'all get KO up on there. I'm cool with you.
Man, you don't gotta worry about nothing on my end. I'm just trying to connect with this young brother Gemini, and you know, put these pieces together, because this is my dream right here. You feel me?
You're about to make it happen, brother. You're about to make it happen. Pebbles, you now have the floor. Thank you.
It was nice meeting y'all. I have to go. But remember, Gemini, Mr. Music on Facebook, and Gemini, GYMINI/Jaeger on YouTube at imgrecordings.com. Please do your homework. Please give me a call. I got to go. Love y'all.
Love you, man. Respect.
All right. Well, you are tuned in to Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Line. I am your girl, Pebbles, in the hot seat, unexpected, but it's all good. We are talking about relationships tonight, and we would love to get your feedback. So if you want to call in and join this lively discussion, Poetic, give the number for the folks to call in. Oh, 213-559-2995. And if you want to join us online in the chat room, we'd love to see your feedback there at www.hiphopnationalradio.com. All right, so let's go back to the table about relationships. What advice, because one thing on Hip Hop National Radio that we really are advocates of is we have a lot of listeners out there who are up-and-coming, unsigned, independent artists who listen to the show because they want to get advice from folks who have kind of been seasoned in the game about how they can make it into the industry and kind of forge their way. So I'm going to go around the table, and I want to get your input as far as what advice would you give an up-and-coming, unsigned artist as far as how to begin to establish a relationship? Because we know we have social media out there. We've got Facebook, we've got Twitter, and you know, hitting just the good old pound on the pavement. But how does somebody who's new to the game start to network and start to make these relationships? Where do they start? I'll start with you, Be Smooth.
Oh man, I'm still soaking up all this good information I just got. I'm sorry, you got to excuse me, man. My mind is just like all over the place, because I'm like, reality is, you know, this could be a reality check for me, you know, all the hard work I've been doing, and we've been doing it. You know, I want to salute my Cap Briz brothers, You know what I'm saying? They know who they is, Swift Brother, you know what I'm saying? And Jolly, K.O., you know what I mean? Hans Zilla. My man, Egypt, you know what I'm saying? But what was the question again? I'm sorry.
Okay, so what advice would you give somebody who's just trying to break into the industry? What advice would you give them as how to start to make these relationships and these connections, how to network? Because, you know, we
okay.
got Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff out there, but where does somebody really start?
Well, I mean, for me personally, you know, I started in the industry. Obviously, you know, we all need a helping hand somewhere or another, you know what I mean? But I think me, it's about it started with being in the right places, making them sacrifices to go to these venues, whether you have the money or not, making the sacrifices and the time, because there's only two things you can put in the game, is money and time. So if you don't have the money, then put the time in. Go to these venues, go out of state, travel. You know, you have to basically, you can't expect people to know who you are. You know what I'm saying? You have to always be humble in reaching out and networking, you know, getting business cards, shaking hands, letting people know who you are, what you're about. Because, I mean, it's a catch-22 when you're young in this game, because you always feel like, okay, because you're a rap artist, people are supposed to know who you are because you think you tight and your friends know you tight and your community know you tight. But when you get around other celebrity artists that you're trying to be in their position, sometimes you can get around them and you can kind of feel like, oh, you know, you're supposed to know who I am too because I'm a rapper too, and you have your chest out. But you can't be like that. I learned that. I used to be like that a little bit. But then, you know, I shift that real quick, and I realized that, bro, don't nobody know who you are. You got to get out there, and you got to walk up to that young man, let him know who you is. That's how I met Kid Capri. That's how I met Ice Cube. That's how I met, I mean, every single person I've met in this industry, I've really had to humble myself and go up to them and let introduce myself. And you got to do it. You have to walk that pavement. You can't. There's no shortcuts in this business. You know what I'm saying? There is none. Like, you have to put in that time and that effort. I've been doing this and been in this industry for over 10 years. You know what I'm saying? And I'm still making my break. As you see right now, you know, that situation, that phone call, you know, this could elaborate to something real big for me. But at the end of the day, it's an everyday grind. You know what I'm saying? You can't skip none. You can't take no days off. You can't feel like, okay, well, because you did this concert the other night, that now you can relax and chill out. No, you got to get back on it that next day and get back on the grind. You know what I'm saying? I done did plenty of shows with a lot of people. I'm talking major people, but at the end of the day, I'm still grinding right now. You know what I'm saying? And I don't expect no handouts. I work for everything I've got. So you have to really understand, if you can't get to a certain spot, then, you know, work with what you're capable of doing, but don't feel like you can take days off. You know what I'm saying? And networking is the big key because, you know, this game right here, like Swift say, it's cutthroat. So you have to network. You have to be humble. You have to always be on your business. And if you don't know things, ask. Because like my man said, Gemini, if you don't, then people can assume that you already got the information. So they may not help you because they assuming that, oh, okay, well, since you didn't ask me, you don't need no help, you know. So you have to actually know how to ask people for help. Or if you need a publicist, or if you need a manager, or what have you, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, don't be afraid to take chances, you know what I mean? Sacrifice. If you really believe in yourself, sacrifice, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I got a family, so I sacrifice a lot. There's times when I want to be at home, but I can't because this means so much to me. And I know at the end of the road, all these seeds that I planted, you know, it's one of them's going to blossom. You know, man, and I will flourish in this business. You know, that's a promise to myself I've made. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, every day grind.
I think that's a great piece of advice for some of the listeners. Because sometimes, you know, no shade to young folks who are looking in and trying to get in, but I think sometimes y'all make it look easy, you know, because they see where, you know, you're maybe headlining somewhere, you're getting to travel and tour and do different things, and they don't really realize all the blood, sweat, tears, and sacrifice that went on behind the scenes. You know, it's not as easy as just posting something on Facebook or something
right.
and thinking you're going to blow up, you know.
Right, right.
So
you're right. You're right.
So that's great information. Now, I'm sorry, what the other gentleman that's on the line, Poeta, who else is on the line with us?
We have Swift Rilla and we have Egypt.
Okay. All right, so Swift Rilla, I'll go to you. Same question. What do you have anything to piggyback on what B Smooth said?
Oh man, no doubt that. No doubt. You know what I mean? He pretty much hit it on the head. If you really serious about your craft, if this is what you really want to do, you got to be humble first and foremost. You got to know that you running up to, you know, the next big man saying, oh, I'm the greatest ever. You know, they're going to look at you as your instant competition. This business is about competition and everybody trying to make the next big hit. You have to be humble. You have to go up, like my brother said. You got to go up to these guys. You got to make your presence known. You got to let people know that you exist. You got to have your mind set on, you know, going in hearing no's. You're going to get 100 no's before you get that one right yes. We all know that. That's just a part of this business. And you can't quit. You gotta work. You know, you gotta stick your neck out there. There's 1,001, 1,001,000 blog sites that you can go get your music and upload it. You know, there's ways to get your own distribution now. There's ways for you to get out, but it's just you gotta get out and go get it. You have to be determined. You know, we walk around Cat Biz. We have a couple mottos, but one of them is, you know, determination, dedication, and discipline. And strive to be great at what we do. You know what I'm saying? This ain't just, oh, we wake up, we do a song, and we go hit, like you said, we go do a tour, or we go do something like that. We still come home, we got to take out the trash. You know, we still regular folks. We still doing regular stuff, you know. We still trying to get to that next level. But every day is a constant hustle grind to get where you at. Even the artists that we all look up to and that we listen to, they know they're a hit away from not making it. You know, they constantly on the hustle with it. So you just can't get to your top peak and say, okay, I'm here, I'm done. Nah, this is, you know, new cat come in, new cat bounce out. So you just got to be humble and stay on the grind, man. Find anything you can. Hit the night scenes, hit downtown, hit the clubs, your local radio stations, your local region stations. And let people know that you exist. The more people that you know exist, man, that builds your buzz. Whether you see it today or tomorrow, a month later, man, you might be driving down the street in, you know, New York City and somebody slapping your music.
Mm-hmm.
That's because you got out and hustled. That's what you got to go do. Nobody believes in you more than you.
All right. Well, you know, those are two great answers, and I hope that some of you folks out there who are looking to break into the industry are taking notes, because you are getting some good nuggets of information tonight. If you are just tuning in with us, we are talking about the importance of maintaining good relationships when conducting business. I am your girl, Pebbles, the sweet Georgia Peach, here with our founder and visionary Poetic, and this is Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line. We are going to take a break and pay some bills, and we will see you on the other side. If you want to call in and join this discussion, or if you have any questions or feedback for our guests tonight, the number to call is 213-559-2995. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Baby, it's because of you. faces. Chanel bags on the yard, parking they Mercedes. That don't mean nothing compared to our conversation. You got me stimulated, my mind elevated. You ain't ready for love, it's cool, I don't mind waiting. I'ma take my time with you, girl. I'll put it on the line, but what about you, though? Yeah, I know you're fine, there's a lot of men out there that love to wind the time. But me, I'm right here, and I'm so sincere. Come a little closer, let me whisper in your ear. As we toast mimosas, view by the ocean. Your eyes shine like the moonlight, got me open.
It's you and me now, I'll always hold you down. That summertime feeling, baby, it's because of you. Another round, physical intuition, I'm telling me you want me to.
Yes, yo, do.
And we can both our lives. It don't make no difference. Vibrate up, I
you
just
know
want
about
you.
Twinkle in your eye, yeah, you get me under the tap. I let the touch of a smile break. What you was thinking in your mind? Nah, the pleasure's all mine. If you would let me just operate, I could do what I need to. I see you lacking, I can tell by your demeanor. Let me just walk with you for a minute, could I? Am I the type of brother to lay in the window? I don't know, but if you're down to chance it, we could pop the champagne and fill a couple of glasses. Sweat dripping down the middle of your chest, and next time she exhale, yes. Yeah.
It's you and me now, I'll always hold you down. That summertime feeling, baby, it's because of you. Another round, physical intuition, body telling me you want me to.
Yes, yo, do.
And we can go for our lives. It don't make no difference. Find me up, I just want.
Hey everybody, this is Dino Madaloni of the Ask Dino Show. I love hanging out with the great people of Hip Hop National Radio. Hostess Lady Di, CEO of Hip Hop Magazine Myra Morris, and producer extraordinaire Poetic. I love the show, I call in all the time, it's very cool. Now please be sure to tune into my television internet show called The Ask Dino Show. It's a music entertainment talk show all about the music industry, with special guest artists performing and answering all your questions. Our show is based on Time Warner, but you can see The Ask Dino Show 24/7 on YouTube and Facebook. Just type in Ask Dino Show. That's Ask Dino Show. This is Dino Madaloni, The Ask Dino Show, inviting all of you to join us. Back to you, Poetic, and the hostess with the mostest, Lady Di.
The Jammin' or Slammin' competition is in full throttle, giving you the chance to be treated like the star you are. Dynamic Beauty Expo has joined forces with Hip Hop National Radio for one of the country's most rewarding artist and music contests. The Jammin' or Slammin' competition. If you're an artist who has what it takes and wins, then you and the guests will receive Dynamic VIP treatment with a one-night hotel accommodation on South Beach, transportation services, access to all Dynamic's events, along with a Dynamic swag. This is your chance to not just perform live, but be the featured premier act on the Dynamic stage with the winning selection at the Dynamic Beauty Expo, September 16th and 17th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. For more information on how you can win and enter, visit www.dynamicbeautyexpo.com. The only way to win is to register. Visit online now at www.dynamicbeautyexpo.com.
Hip Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win. To join us in our chat room, log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
All right, you are tuned into Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line. I am the sweet Georgia Peach Pebbles, joined back by the host of the mostest, Lady Di, and our founder and visionary, Poe Edit. Tonight, we are talking about the importance of maintaining good relationships in business when conducting business. But let's talk about that song we just heard. Now, that I haven't been on in a while, so some of y'all listening out there may not know my views on hip-hop. I really just love my old school, so I'm kind of hard on the hip-hop joint sometimes. But no bias here, but I think we talked about this before. It's just a West Coast thing. I think when the West Coast songs are the ones that get me. And that song right there, I'm going to give that one a 10, too, because as I heard it, like, it reminds me of like a summer day with the sunroof open. Like, and I'm just, you could just drive down the street and just, you know, let that slap. So I really like that song. So I Just Want You. So do we have anybody on the phone lines who can go and get their feedback on that song, Poetic?
Absolutely. 973-619. So you would state your name, where you're calling from, and what you thought about the song.
Hello, excuse me. Hello, hi, Poetic. This is Tatanisha, Jay Wonder's manager.
Tatanisha, how are you doing? Good to hear from you.
How are you guys? I actually didn't hear the song. I'm actually just chiming in a little late. So
okay.
I was just calling in to say hello and listen in a little bit.
That's okay. We just had two with us, and they fell off, to be honest with you, Pebbles. So.
Okay, well, Lady Di, let's go to you. What did you think of I Just Want You? I thought it was a pretty cool song.
I really did. I would give it an 8. I really would. And I just want you, a Poetic, to know in front of everybody that y'all are not slick. Tatanisha, let me say hi to you. It's been a long time. I'm glad you said what. They are not slick. You know, we're like brothers and sisters, right? And you know you always have those two brothers and sisters that's always with the hoop. Now, I haven't had problems with my mic all year long, and then all of a sudden, Pebbles show up tonight.
That was not me. No.
He wanted to be on the back scene. I just wanted to be her on the back scene, like, oh, somehow you fell off, but.
Girl, let me tell you something. I stumbled. I know.
I said, no, you're going to get your rocks off. Let Pebbles come on back in. I just want the listening land to know that I didn't desert you. But this is the brother and sister tag team. This is how they do me when they get together. You know, I'm about to change my opinion about having Pebbles back, but I'm going to let you go ahead and make it. Go ahead and finish the feedback section, Pebbles. Keep talking like that.
You know I love you, girl. Oh, God. Okay. Okay, so you said there's nobody else on the phone line. Pull at it.
They just dropped off. We got people in the chat room, though.
Okay. Is anybody giving their feedback?
Well, chat room, if you would, please state what you think about that song. No, so far, not yet, though. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? If that Lady Di, do we still do Hot Topics?
We actually do. See why you're up there trying to be in cahoots with a Poetic. You should have probably updated her on the format. How about that? I'm not going to be a bad sport. Ladies and gents, basically Hot Topics is where we get to talk about anything across the country and the world. And, you know, tonight's Hot Topic is all about financial. You know, those of you who know about my background, I was in banking for 12 years, and I work for the two biggest banks right now, Bank of America and then Chase. And it was just announced today that they are trying to, as we said, blackball Jamie Dimon, who's the current CEO of Chase, and trying to force his hand to leave the company because they're saying that he was a part of a $2 billion blunder, they're calling it. And he is standing his ground, saying that he is not going to leave without a fight. And with the way that our economy is right now, Pebbles, I just really wanted to open up with you before we go to our experts to help kind of guide us through this hot topic. You know, what are your thoughts? Do you think that where we are financially, he should just walk away with his head still held high? Or do you think he has a right to just stand in there and fight this thing out? He has been the CEO. He came over from Citibank, just to give you a little bit of background on who Jamie Dimon is. And he kind of got forced out of Citibank, too, and they actually fired him when he came on board to JPMorgan Chase. For those of you who follow the banking industry, he was the reason for a huge merger where Bank One was bought out by JPMorgan Chase, and that's how, you know, we became Chase. And so I think this is real interesting because he has been like a leader in the financial sector. And, in fact, Obama's administration, he's very close to, they wanted to bring him on, and he didn't leave the bank during his first term. So, you know, a lot of people are saying maybe this is good timing. You know, Obama's up for re-election. This could be a match made in heaven. But, Pebbles, what are your thoughts? Do you think Jamie Dimon should walk away or stand his ground and stay?
I mean, stand your ground. I don't know. I just think, I mean, in anything, I'm not one to walk away from a fight. So I mean, you know, stand his ground and I think fight things out and just see how things – I just wouldn't give up that easily. I say that he should stand his ground.
Thank you for that. And, you know, I should say that whereas people are talking about, you know, a $2 billion blunder, I mean, since he has been in the CEO chair, he has actually profited over $100 billion. He has expanded the brand, went from being in 20 states to to 49 states and in multiple countries all around the world. So there's a lot to be said about him as well. Poetic, are all of our experts still with us?
Yes, they are, Lady Di.
All right, well, I want to start with you, Egypt. You know, what are your thoughts about this? You seem really intellectual. Well, what are your thoughts about the whole Jamie Dimon situation? Do you think he should just kind of walk away and sometimes it's best to end on top? Or do you think, you know, he has a right to just stand his ground and fight and possibly get the $2 billion back?
Well, I think it depends on how the money was lost. And we also have to consider, you know, this is someone's money or someone's investment that could have been lost. So, you know, if he's already pocketed, you know, so much as a shareholder, being that he is a CEO, you know, instead of letting his pride stand in the way and wanting to keep his position, if someone else can do the job better and not lose someone's investment or their money, I think he should just move on. If it wasn't him directly that caused the situation, well, then, yeah, he should stand his ground. You know, a lot of these banks, you know, they like to point the blame to one person rather than face a lawsuit against their company directly. So it's a little bit easier for them when they can point the finger at one person and let them take the fall rather than the company taking, you know, a major PR hit. They also, you know, are going to look at, you know, what individuals are going to feel comfortable investing their money back in those companies, seeing as they have lost money. So, you know, they have to save face, you know, in some kind of way, some kind of fashion. So sometimes, you know, firing the president or firing someone in that position, you know, is at least gives them a chance to save face for their company in the future. So that's, you know, in my opinion, I think, the company really owes anyone that invests money in their company, you know, give them their money back or find a way to not lose people's investments, and then, you know, you don't have to save face. You know, they're a bank, so they should be able to count for, you know, their money, especially someone else's. So I think you have danger when, you know, that amount of money is being lost and unaccounted for or stolen or pocketed. You know, it's just corporate greed, you know, in my opinion.
Wow, interesting take. Love it. Prince, God, I haven't had a chance to say hi to you. Welcome to the show. I know you've had a chance to weigh in by now. I wanted to personally say hello. What are your thoughts about tonight's hot topic?
Me personally, I don't feel like the man did anything crazy wrong. I mean, we're talking a $2 billion loss, right? So you got $2 billion loss. But this man has also grown J.P. Morgan and his stock that he controlled by 45%. Now, Wall Street, they say in the Wall Street Journal, as a documented, that he could be contributed to be the single man to bring Wall Street back to life. Now, these are all the big things that, you know, Forbes have had him at, you know, one of the top 10, I believe, comeback moneymakers for Wall Street the past couple of years. So this is a guy who's brought money back to Wall Street when everybody was in dire need. And people forget that the government needed a bailout. The majority of these companies still are in debt to our government for these stimulus packages that they've gotten in these bailouts with the Chryslers, the GMs, and Fords, things like that nature. Well, he's one of the only, and might I add, the first, to pay back the whole debt and then some. So this $2 billion loss that everybody just now ranting about, if you go back and you really do your research, like, you know, we all should as Americans to learn who our media is attacking and putting up at the stake. He really did so much more and got the banks back on point to where they were now refinancing people's houses the way my family, your family, some of us have given the money now. So a lot of people don't look at that fact because the media is just shoving it down our throat that, oh, he lost $2 billion. That was just yesterday. But yet this man got up in front of the Senate and Congress and said, okay, look, it is my fault. I take the blame for this. He's not running from this. They didn't tell you that. That he's taking the blame and he's saying, okay, well, look, I did. I'm not running for it. It was a malicious mistake. It was an eager jump on an IPO, and it didn't fall in. My bad, I'm sorry, but look, I still got all this more money for us to work with. So I think we need to give him a chance to let him do his thing. I mean, I think right now, just because the campaign's going, we're so quick to hang somebody just because of something bad. Right now it's the same-sex issues, and, you know, everything's a hot topic, so we're so quick to jump on the side, but everybody's riding the fence. We need to do our research right now in this time of the year and really know who's really working their butts off to keep us from going back into recession and not just some one moment $2 billion.
Wow, good stuff. I got to get to you, B-Smooth. Let me hear your take on this. You know, does Jamie Dimon deserve, you know, to stand in there and fight this out, or should he take the recommendation that people are asking him to step down? B-Smooth?
Well, I'm gonna keep it real light because I think Swift pretty much said this, you know, summed it up on how I feel about it too. I think, you know, he should obviously. I mean, it's $2 billion. He should fight, you know, to an extent of the situation. But people need to, you know, take notice of, you know, what he did. Like Swift said, he, you know, this guy has, you know, helped us get out of the recession situation a little bit and, you know, help Wall Street with a lot of money. I mean, this world is built on greed, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of hard when you have a lot of money like this. I mean, people can nitpick at every single thing you do because, I mean, you know, you're at the top. You know what I'm saying? When you got money like that, I don't think nobody's going to just let $2 million, you know, just slip through their fingers and not make it an issue. You know what I mean? Whether he personally responsible for it or whatever. But like he said, I mean, he's taken responsibility for the situation, you know what I'm saying, and saying, okay, yeah, this is his fault or whatnot. But, you know, it's a lot of people that's hurting. I mean, $2 billion, I mean, who wouldn't love to have that kind of money recouped? I mean, I think if he was to get that money back, I think he should come up with some type of situation where he say, okay, I'm going to give this percentage to, you know, the homeless or help out, you know, the middle class, you know, or something, you know, come up with something, you know, because it's a lot of people that's starving and you guys are playing with $2 billion, you know what I'm saying? And there's people out here that's losing homes every day, you know, trying to you know, pay their mortgage, can't refi their house, you know what I'm saying, because it's turned upside down, you know what I'm saying, and it's crazy out here right now, you know what I'm saying, so I think if that was to be a situation where it was to be recouped, I think, you know, he should do good with that money and try to see how he can, you know, help the less fortunate or do something, you know, I think that would be something that can really be some real positive to help as far as media, you know what I mean, media attention, you know, that can, you know, people can look at his situation and be like, oh, okay, well, at least he did this with it. You know, whether he gets it back or not, I think he should do something good with his money.
All right. I appreciate that. Poetic, I mean, how are you feeling about this? I mean, you have a chase in your market. You know, Jamie Dimon has done so much, you know, over the years. Do you think that, you know, now's a good time for him to exit stage left while he's still on top of his game? Or do you think that, you know, this deal that everybody is now highlighting the toll hugely is big enough for him to go ahead and step away into the sunset?
Well, Lady Di, I'm going to have to pass on this topic because I don't know enough about it personally. So I can't speak on it, to be honest with you.
No problem. Is there anybody else that we miss, Poetic?
No.
Okay. Were you about to say something, Poetic?
I got somebody mic open. That wasn't me, but by accident. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No problem at all. Well, I will say this in closing of our hot topic tonight. First of all, thank you all for participating and giving your way in. And remember, in hot topics, there is no right or wrong answer, and your opinions can't be wrong. It's the way you see things. It's your perspective, and we appreciate your sharing because we believe here at Hip Hop National Radio that sharing is definitely caring. I will say this in closing, I had an opportunity to actually work alongside Jamie Dimon. I actually was on a special assignment for 6 months in New York, and as I was the president, the international president for all of the minority bankers around the country and in Canada, he actually came to my conference while I was in that role to show, you know, his CEO support, and he is just such an intelligent man, and he has a rather rigid but savvy way of leading his people, lead by example. He has been a dynamic leader, not just for our bank, but for the industry in itself. And he believes in good business, and I think that's what I really like about him. And, you know, my personal opinion, I just don't think you can condemn someone for one, you know, blotch, if you will, on your one blemish on your record or what have you. And I think it's hard for us to try to negate all of the things that he has done in the past. And so I'm hoping that people will take those things under consideration as this is the beginning of what we know will be a long, drawn-out ordeal. And so it'll be interesting to continue to see it unfold, and we'll definitely keep you, you know, up to date with everything and abreast of what's going on in Poetic. Your homework is to get on that because we have to stay on top of our, you know, our economy and what's going on financially around us because essentially whatever decisions are made will trickle down to our level and it will, you know, often more than not impact us. And so we have to stay on top of these types of things. So thank you again for playing with me and Hot Topics. I appreciate it. You know, it's something to be said about our industry because I think that people who are not a part of the hip-hop national, not just hip-hop national, but the hip-hop industry, nor have any knowledge about it, they just don't know that there are intellectual, intelligent, beautiful beings who understand what makes the world go round. And it's a shame that a lot of times there's missed opportunities to get a chance to hear just what I've heard tonight. And so I'm just proud of our industry. I'm proud of you. And again, thank you for sharing. So with that, we are coming to a close of the bottom of our hour where we'll get to listen to some more wonderful music. And, of course, we'll have to pay a few bills. But before we go to break, you know, Poetic, people are always asking, and, you know, how can I be involved? What can I do for Hip Hop National? And the Jammin' or Slam It competition is one way to really put your music to the test. You know, that is where there's this fierce competition where your music has an opportunity to contend with the reigning champion. And right now that's Hell's Flame. The song is called Work. We'll definitely let you hear it before we get out of here tonight. It is the song. Those are the folks that need to be dethroned. They're wearing the crown. And it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. I mean, all you do literally is go to www.hiphopnational.com, upload your music. You know, you'll have to fill out your form. And it's just that easy. Why would you not want to see how you are faring up against your competition? And that's what I love about Hip Hop National. For those of you who are not artists and you still would like to be a part of the movement, there is also a donate button out there. And I tell you, that donate button helps us to continue bringing you free information and wonderful experts and all of the things that we do. So lastly, I will say at www.hiphopnational.com, you can also find our wonderful magazine. We've had great giants like Rodney Carey from the comedian world and T-Pain and Mary Mary, and the list goes on. And so you want to make sure that you are staying abreast of what the latest and greatest is at Hip Hop National. If you're joining us via the web, www.blogtalkradio.com / the Hip Hop National Radio is how you connect. Chat it up in the chat room. You're all tossed out, a little tired, but you still want to be connected. And then, of course, if you have questions or comments that you'd like to share here on the line, you simply dial 213-559-2995 to connect with us. Press the number 1, and we'll be happy to acknowledge your call. So that is the business, and I tell you the truth, I cannot wait to hear what people have to say about this next song. So don't you go anywhere. Meet me on the other side. We are listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
What's poppin', y'all? It's your bad boy, a pop quote with Slip and Slide Records, and I want you to request my new single, I Want You, featuring the boss himself, Ricky Rosé. And be sure to keep it locked and loaded here on Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line with Lady D.I. Pebbles and Poetic.
Hey, this is E. Walter Smith, founder of the Tenderness Campaign. And when I want to find out what's hot in hip hop and the business of music, I log on to Hip Hop National Radio to get the latest from the Dream Team, Myra Morris, Poetic, Lady Di, Pebbles, and the hookup man, Sean D. Coming up next, we have the first artist from A Little Tenderness, Artists Against Domestic Violence and Abuse. Her name is Adela Popo. She's from Dominica, West Indies, and the name of her song is Black and Blue.
Cause every Hey, it's T.I. here, man. Take a minute and grab your cell phone. Scroll through all the names of your female friends. Go ahead. Do it now. I'll wait. Yeah, it's that important. Statistics show that 1 out of every 3 women are victims of domestic violence and abuse. That means that maybe your girl that you go skating with, your friend you met at the mall this weekend, your Sunday school teacher, your mama's best friend, or maybe even you are being emotionally, physically, or sexually abused. I know talking about domestic violence and abuse ain't sexy, but it is necessary. And fellas, I'm gonna keep it real, man. Domestic violence and abuse won't stop unless we say, not on my watch, and start protecting our women. That's why I'm supporting E. Walter Smith and his song Tenderness. The Tenderness campaign will teach you how to recognize 10 warning signs of domestic violence and abuse and how you can stop it at home, at work, and at play today. Log on to alittletenderness.com to find out how you can make a difference in someone's life, maybe even yours.
This your boy TC, the champion. You know, I support that WEW Foundation, which is a non-profit organization for the battered and abused women, men, and children of all communities. And I want y'all to call and request that new hot, hot single champion. I'm Mr. Dallas, and I approve of this message.
You are locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your girl, Lady Di, alongside Poetic and Pebbles. The sweet Georgia Peach is in the building. Tonight we've been talking about relationships, and before we jump back in to start our descend and wind down for the night, I want to talk about Black and Blue by Cedello, and I want to get some feedback from you, the experts on the line. So I want to start with you, Pebbles. What did you think about that song, Black and Blue?
Well, the message, you know, I mean, I was trying to listen to the words. I think that it had a good message, but the actual song is just not my genre, you know. So I really wasn't like feeling the beat and stuff like that, but I thought that it had a good message. So because of that, I'll give it a 7.
All right, 7 is cool. Egypt, what were you thinking about Black and Blue with Cedello?
You know, I like what they were trying to do. I think. You know, it may not be my style as well, but as far as what they're trying to do, I can appreciate it.
Okay, what number are you giving it?
I'll give it about a 7.5.
Okay, 7.5 it is. Be Smooth, Be to the Smooth. How are you feeling about Black and Blue after that?
Yeah, pretty much what everybody else is saying. I mean, I respect the message that they're getting across, and that's definitely important. And so for that, I think a great video behind it could take it to an 8, but for just listening to the record, I would give it a 7 as well.
Okay. Swift, you with me? What are you thinking about Cedello?
Let's be honest here, because we're talking about helping the career out now. Mama's melody and vocals, you know what I'm saying, need a little bit of help with the pitch. The message was there, definitely. I definitely felt the message, you know. I really had to listen to the song. But she needs to know sometimes not to go so low, you know, that low pitch and the vocals and the melody and some of her bars kind of threw me off a little bit. So I would definitely have turned the song as soon as I heard that. She started off on the right path. You know what I'm saying? Kind of up and the right pitches, the right motions that had me feeling it. Like, yeah, I don't want to be beat up neither. But then it was like, and then the song was like, what, 6-7 minutes long? But we need to tell her to cut it down a little bit. You know, hit us with 2, 2.5. Let that hook draw out and work on keeping the vocal pitches right. And you got to hit on your hand, mama, so just stay focused.
I love y'all. Y'all are off the chain. Because, you know, you had the real conservative crew in the beginning was, like, just giving her that encouragement, like, you know, the message, that content, that was what that was. And, I mean, you know, if you put them, y'all all right with me. I like that. I like that. Then you got Simon just come in and just put it down at the end. Like, you know, look, hey, the vocals, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to need you to go back in that studio. I mean, I just love that because, you know, that's how we grow. And you know, you don't know what you don't know because somebody done told you, you know. I mean, and that's how you get better. You know, I would want y'all, look, I don't need y'all doing it in no feedback style, and I'm just going to be real with who I am. I'm going to need you, you know, because it ain't always what you're saying. It's the delivery. So I'm going to need you to call me off the air, offline, and say, Lady Di, you know, because if you do it on the air, I don't know what my reaction might be. So, you know, I'm just saying, I'm willing to accept it. I just need for you to do it offline. But y'all all right with me. That wraps up our final edition of our feedback session for tonight, and I'm so glad that you guys have joined us. You know, is Prince Gunna on? I'm sorry. Did you get a chance to weigh in?
Actually, Prince Gunna, I didn't see him.
Okay.
Didn't see him tonight, yeah.
I didn't want to be remiss and miss out on anybody. You know, time really flies when you're having fun. As we begin our descent, I would like for you all to share with our listening land, which is more so the aspiring artists who are working their way up the ladder, can you leave them with three great tips in healthy, effective relationships when it comes to the profession of the industry? And I want to start with you, Egypt. Give me your top three tips for the artists.
Who'd you call? I'm sorry, Lady Di. Who did you call?
Poetic, if I could get your attention for like 20 more minutes, I would be so grateful. Egypt?
Yes. I'm sorry. I just didn't hear you.
All right.
Okay, yeah. I think one great tip, not necessarily in any order, first one would be reliable at all times. You know, if you say you're going to be somewhere or say you're going to do something or whatever you commit to, make sure you actually follow through and do it every time. Be as consistent as possible. You know, the second thing would be keep your ego in check. You know, there's a difference between promoting yourself and overdoing it. And you never want to put another artist down or another person down to try and improve your spotlight or your status. The third would be, you know, create, you know, whatever you want to get, you're going to have to create it. You know, so be as creative as possible, but you know, make sure that you're doing the work. You know, if it's producing, if it's writing a song, make sure you're doing the work and not just going off what someone else says or their opinion. You know, like you know, we heard Jim and I, we've all said, be yourself, you know, be true, but also be willing to improve.
Like that. Let me get my pen and paper. Y'all about to give some good stuff. I might get some new keys to the game. All right. Jim and I, go ahead and bring us all home. What's your top three tips that you have for the people tonight?
Jim and I left us a little earlier, Lady Di.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that.
Yeah.
I was excited about
sorry.
You had a certain energy. I was just feeling you have to get Jim and I back to the line. Let me swing over to you, Be Smooth.
Top three things. Okay, let's see here. For one, I would say I think it starts with nobody's going to believe in yourself more than you. So, with you know, that right there, you know, you're going to have a whole bunch of no's. Like my man Swift say, you know, you may hear 100 no's, but you hear that one yes. You know what I'm saying? So believe in yourself always. For two, I think you have to stay dedicated. You definitely have to stay dedicated to this business because It's hard. Any business, to be real with you, you know, to be successful, you got to stay dedicated. I mean, and a lot of people say that word, but they don't actually follow through with it. So, you know, that's kind of a combined. I'll say stay dedicated and follow through, you know what I'm saying, with everything that you say and you mean. For three, build your brand. You know, branding is very key to a lot of these millionaires, billionaires. You know, you started with a name and it branded, and now everybody want to wear that name, you know, from iPhone, you know, from Apple to Microsoft to whatever, you know what I'm saying? So branding is definitely a power number right there. One of my power and favorites, you know. I've built a brand, and I will continue to build a brand, you know. So Definitely. Build your brand.
All right. Good stuff. So, Swift, what you got for us, bro?
Let's see. Three tips. All right. Three great tips for you if you want to get in this music business, entertainment business of any sort. Number one, know what you want to do. That's key. Number one is always know what you want to do. Tip number two, do your research. Learn your craft. If this is what you want to be, a rapper, you want to be a singer, learn your genre. Learn who you're competing against and work towards that. Three, once you've got tip one of learning, tip two, researching, tip three is you put your pedal to the metal and you don't stop for nobody. You go and you go and you go and you go. Nobody's going to give you a free ride in this world. You take all these three tips and you take it to the top. And when you take it to the top, you thank all the little people that made you who you really are. That's when you become successful.
I like that. Pebbles, you know I need to hear from you.
I would say don't burn bridges, because I think tonight is just an example of the whole connection with Gemini and Be Smooth, is that you never know who knows who, when you're going to bump into who again. Don't burn bridges. If, you know, things happen, you know, with, you know, as long as you're dealing with people, you know, there's always a potential for conflict, but always handle things with diplomacy and professionalism and maturity, because you just never know when you're going to have to walk over a bridge again. I would say be honest, be somebody who is going to do what they say they're going to do, be a person of your word, be honest, and I would say just be, you know, stay grounded. No matter what level of success you may attain, no matter what circles you start to move in and what major players and heavy hitters that you might start to connect with, always stay grounded and remember where you started.
Wow, this is some good stuff. I can't write fast enough. Poetic?
I knew you were going to come to me. I just knew it. Anyway, be proactive. Be proactive in the way that you meet people. Go out, and if you have not heard from someone, reach out to them at times. Make sure you keep in touch with the people and keep them close, because you never know what connections can happen for you in the split of a moment. Just like tonight. For example, what happened with you tonight, Be Smooth and Swift River, it seems like you guys are going to be, you know, you're going to have a decent connection here. And I'm glad that we maintain a good relationship, because that's just an example of what can happen just by maintaining a good relationship.
Yeah, you're right.
So, and just to brief you, Lady Di, because at that moment, yeah, that's when I remembered I kicked you off the phone, so to speak, but that didn't happen. Anyway, I was stumbling all over the place, right, Pebble?
Yeah, that's right. You know, it was snap, crackle, and pop in full effect.
All right.
So that was your welcome back. See, like I said, something you never change.
you know how this when the peas get in, when the peas get on the line. So.
Well, what I would say as we wrap up this edition of Hip Hop National Radio, before we find out what all of our experts are working on and how we can stay connected with them, I will say my closing remarks and top three tips which would be effective communication. It's nothing like dealing with a joker that's just all over the place. You said this last night, you're saying this today, 12 at noon, and you said this at 3 o'clock. I'm like, which one is it? What are we really doing? And, you know, that can be so frustrating, especially for people like me who are in the industry, not necessarily an artist, but I do do a lot of sharing my talents and hosting and doing other things. And so, you know, be upfront about what you can do, and then always let the person make a decision, because you never know if it's the right event. You know, I mean, I do things pro bono all the time, especially charity-driven things. And, you know, that would be my second one. Be willing to give back.
you know, everything is not going to be about that top almighty dollar, and it shouldn't be. Because, like, tonight, it really wasn't about a dollar today, but when you make that connection, there's always, I always say when you sow good seeds, there's a harvest at the end. And that's just, that's how life really is. And then thirdly and lastly, I would say, just remember not to ever sacrifice who you are for nobody, because when you stop being true to yourself, it's no telling what could happen. And I want to be able to hit the line. There's a caller that's been patiently waiting. If you would be so kind, let us know your name, where you're calling from, and give us your question or comment. And that caller is 302-632.
What's up, man?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Calling from, we can hear you fine. Go ahead.
This is John Dell. I'm calling out of Dover, Delaware. Now I caught the end of the convo. I got a little invite on my Facebook, and
okay.
I don't really have any questions or anything. But y'all saying is real valid. I'm just listening, man. Just taking notes. I was just listening to y'all. I didn't know if y'all could hear me at first. I was trying to say hello.
We can definitely hear you, and we're so glad that you joined. And make sure that you lock and load us on your calendar and come back and visit us again. We're on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, same time, same place, and we enjoy what we do. And so the only thing that's missing is you. Make sure you come back, okay?
I will come back. Can I say something real quick?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I just dropped a mixtape tonight, Table Manners Volume 1. It's on that piss, Fresh On Her, man. Table Manners Volume 1, Ready to Eat. If you want to check it out, get you a free bill of download, and check out my music, man, and show some support, man, spread the love. That's
okay,
about
well,
it.
I appreciate that. Table Manners, all right. Thank you again for joining. We are at the point, ladies and gents, where we are at our wrap-up, roundup. And so this is where you get to let us know about any projects that you're currently working on and how we can support you and how people can stay connected. And I want to start with you, Egypt.
Well, I have quite a few things that I'm working on. One major thing I've been doing as of recent is activism, giving back to my community. As far as myself, I'm also a musician, so I just created a band, Social Phantom. Reason I'm here is a partnership with my friends at Cat Biz, Be Smooth, Swift, Jay. Great cats, and we're working on some projects right now. I think we're going to be very successful, especially the way our minds are coming together, the music is coming together, we're vibing. As far as myself, I do have tracks myself under Egypt. It's great music, if you want to stay connected, you can always email me, e-gypts@live.com, if you ever have any questions, so that's about it for me.
I appreciate you, and, if you guys ever need Pebbles or I to come do a cameo, just look us up, we'll check out the calendar and maybe make some things happen, so. Keep up the good work. We're glad that you came to play with us tonight. And anytime that your schedule permits, come back by, okay?
Oh, I'd love to.
Excellent. Be Smooth. What's going on? Tell the people what you're working on and how we can stay connected.
Pebbles, you off the chain, mama. I'm working on a lot of things. To be specific, I would say look out for that new EP that's about to be dropping. Under Universal Selecto Hits, which is entitled Fresh Out the Box. It's supposed to be coming out 5/15, but I just got the email today. It's got pushed back to 6/19, I believe. So, and obviously, I'm everywhere. Twitter, BSmooth3. Follow your boy. That's BSmoothe3 at Twitter. Facebook, BSmooth Business. Also have the new album, The Deposit, soon to be released, hopefully, by the end of summer. Doing a 42 city tour, man, hopefully, that come into play. It's a lot of stuff, the Cat Biz album, that should be coming out real soon with my man Swift, Jay Ali, Hans, Prince. The Cat Biz movement is crazy. Follow us on Twitter, Cat Biz Nation. I mean, we are storming. We're taking over every city we go to, you know, one step at a time. You know, this movement is ridiculous, and I want everybody to be a part of this situation. And basically, yeah, like I said, just follow your boy on Twitter, man. See the moves we're making, and it's crazy. You know, got plenty of videos on YouTube. And salute to my man Al Poetic for getting me on the show today. I think this was definitely epic, and I really appreciate you, my brother, for from the bottom of my heart, man. And you know what I'm saying, hooking me up with your man Gemini and Pebbles, everybody, man. I appreciate everybody time and support. You know what I mean?
All right, we appreciate that. Swift?
Big dude, what it do? What it do? What it do? First and foremost, big up to the Lord, you know what I'm saying, Jesus, giving us all this opportunity to keep doing this and what we love to do. You know what I'm saying? That's huge. Al, big up to you. What we got coming up? Well, me, my solo projects, I got the Street League Volume 1. We're going to drop that June 4th as a free download on that piff. And then probably right around middle of July, I'm going to drop my solo album called Porch Politician. It's going to be hot. It's going to be real hot. We're going to mix hip-hop and politics all in one. We're going to wake them up like we was talking earlier. So we're going to do that. And as far as the group, you know, it's Cat Biz on mine. Me and my big brother, B Smooth, we're working on this Cat album coming out, Field of Schemes. This will be dropping this summer. Like you said, Jay Ali and Hines. We got a Philly Boot working on a lot right now for us, getting us lined up. GQ Productions, you know. And like you said, you can follow me at Swift Riller on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter at Swift, that's two Fs, _ SMG. You can Google me, Swift Riller, and it'll pop everything up. But check us out on YouTube. I mean, we dropped like 3-4 brand new videos. That's crazy right now. We're bringing you crazy visuals for this music, you know. We're doing this all for the love of hip-hop, like the song we put out there. So, you know, and like my brother said, man, we're getting, Lord willing, we're getting ready for this 2-city tour, and we're going to be kicking down some doors, man. Get ready for this hip-hop. We're bringing this hip-hop back, baby. Al, I love you, man. You know what I'm saying? Give us some kisses to our little sister, K.O. We miss y'all. And, man, we can't wait to see y'all again, man. Salute.
No doubt.
Appreciate it. And Pebbles, you know, it was so wonderful having you on tonight. Let the people know what you got going on, lady.
All right. Well, of course, for those of you who don't know, I'm event planner extraordinaire. So the name of the business is Do Me a Favor. Check me out online, www.dmafonline.com. Follow me on Twitter, dmafonline. We do events of all types, favors, invitations. We're a one-stop shop for all of your event planning needs, so get at me.
All right, and she's easy on the eyes, too, fellas. She's a little cute thing. That's why we call her High School Georgia Peach. She does fine as she wants to be. Yes, she is. Go, Pebbles.
Go, Shadow, go, Shadow, go. Yeah. Now, let me stop.
So, Eddie, you know, I know you always like to thank our guests, so I want to yield to you before I pray us out and turn the ones and twos over to you for the all request challenge. So, Eddie?
All right. Thank you, Lady Di. I do want to thank all of you guys for participating in tonight's topic with us. It was our pleasure having you guys here. Pebbles, it was our pleasure also having you come back and, you know, join us. So don't be a stranger and definitely come back through with us because we miss you and we embrace you right here on Hip Hop National. So just to let you know that. Be Smooth. Good luck, man. Good luck with all of what y'all trying to do.
Thanks,
God,
man.
Prayers with everybody. I'm glad to know that, you know, something came out of coming to the show tonight. And,
Thanks, man.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And,
Lady Di, I appreciate you, too. I can't forget you. You know, I appreciate you, definitely. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
And I do want to say this. Dante, see you, man. I got the mic, I just wanted to open up your mic because I saw you raise your hand. Do you have a question or statement, sir?
Oh, no. Yeah, just wanted to call in, you know, and thank you, you know, and everybody of Hip Hop National, you know, for everything that you're doing, because it's growing bigger than life. And, yeah, I'm always here to support, you know, and I'm happy that Pebbles came back to, you know, to show that love, because everybody missed her and everything. It was, you know, it's been great to hear the topic and everything. The music's been wonderful. And I always, you know, show that love, and thank you for welcoming me, you know. And it feels good to be back in town, because I've been a little away for a while. And enjoy the show.
Glad to have you come back, too, man. Lady Di, I want to turn the floor back over to you, and thank you very much. And believe me, baby, I would never do you like that. I love you so much.
For those of you who have been tuned in, you're locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your girl, Lady Di, of wrapping up another wonderful edition of Hip Hop National Radio. We've had some fantastic experts on with us. If you missed it, it is definitely not my fault. We bring it here just for you, to give you news that you can use, and we cannot wait to see you again on a Hump Day Wednesday. Let us pray out. Lord Heavenly Father, thank you again for another wonderful edition of our show. We thank you for being the CEO of Hip Hop National Radio, and we appreciate everybody respecting our wishes, where they can keep it raw, keep it real, as long as they keep it clean, because we always want to honor and respect you, to give you all the glory and the praise that you deserve for all that you do for us. As we separate from this place, let us never, ever separate from you. Bless abundantly our family, our friends, and our finances. And again, we'd be ever grateful to give you all the praise and glory. Until we meet again, this is Lady Di saying I love you much, and there's nothing you can do about it. Look forward to seeing you all on our Hump Day Wednesday. We'll be getting over it together. Poetic, you don't have to kick me off no more. My time is up, and I can't wait to hear what you have on the plan to say it. And if you would, since Pebbles was not here with us on Jam to Slam It, I would love for you to start the All Request Hour with Hell's Flame, the contending champion of the world and Hip Hop National Radio Jam to Slam It right now with Work, because that's what I'm feeling like. I want to go to work. Hell's Flame, can we kick off All Request Hour with that, Poetic? Can we do that?
All right, that's right. It's the Power Hour. You said we play it, and you heard it first. Work, Hell Flame. Stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Toppers with toppers is that fire.